We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by our good friends at Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Pitt basketball. Let's get into what's happened here. The state of the program. They lose Justin Champagne to the NBA, even though he's probably not going to be a first-round pick. Efton Reed, this huge recruit, Pitt fans have been following his fake Twitter accounts for days, hoping and praying that he was going to pick Pitt, and he went with LSU at the last second. And Pitt's left with some holdovers from last year's team, and they didn't really take advantage of the big transfer portal window this year. So what do you think, Chris? I mean, above all else, what would you say is the reason why this program is in such a bleak situation right now?
I mean, I think it's Jeff Capel at the end of the day.
More
players have
Stallings?
Their reason. Kevin Stallings bottomed them out, but I mean, it's college basketball. Even at a place like Pitt that's not a blue blood, how long do you give a guy to dig out from that? I mean, they went 3-15 in conference, 14-19 Capel's first year. Okay, that's a total mulligan. 16-17 last year, 6-14 in conference. Then this year they went 10-12 and 6-10. Like, when's the big improvement going
to
happen?
Okay, so answer your own question. When do you think it's fair to start?
Now?
Okay.
I mean, the problem is, like, you can say he can't get players, but then he can't keep players. Well, no, one of the two has to be true. He got some players that played pretty well here, although the team certainly wasn't reflective of that, and then he couldn't keep them. So he's got, like, a double whammy of problems. He gets some decent to good players, but not good enough to turn the program around. Then the decent to good players, all for one reason or another, leave the program. Either to go to the NBA, when in Champagne's case, if you hear Jeff Hathorn tell it, he might not even get drafted. Forget about the first round. He'll be lucky to go in with one of those 60 picks. Or the guys like Xavier Johnson, Trey McGowan's, Audis Tony transfer out. I wanted to believe it was a home run hire because everyone I talked to that knew more about college basketball than me felt like it was for Pitt. Like, they're not going to do any better than Capel, and Capel's a pretty good name to get. It hasn't panned out. And there's a lot of gloss there. He's got the Mike Krzyzewski sheen on him. So he's under Coach K's tutelage. We know he got Blake Griffin to Oklahoma and got deep into an NCAA tournament to an Elite Eight with a great player like Blake Griffin. But knowing that about him aside, how has it been appreciably different than Kevin Stallings other than not being a complete wheels-off train wreck embarrassment?
Yeah, they've never finished higher than 12th in the ACC since Capel's been here. Here, I can tell you what it's not. I do not accept this as either a reason or an excuse for Pitt's situation as it relates to let's do recruiting in this Efton Reed kid. The idea that this is because college basketball is corrupt. That's why they don't get him. Because the guy that's at LSU is paying players, and for whatever reason, the NCAA won't, you know, give him a show cause penalty and kick him out of the sport, even though the FBI has him on record talking about paying players, that, you know, this is not a Pitt problem, it's a college basketball problem. My issue with that is this. That would imply that Jeff Capel was born yesterday. If he knows that other programs, big programs, are going to pay the best players, and he can't do that at Pitt, then why is he even recruiting those guys? What, he thinks his, like, talk with mom and dad It's going to go over so swimmingly and so well that the kid's going to say, you know what, I think I'll leave $200,000 or whatever, I'm making up a number, on the table to go play for you? No. Jeff knows how the game is played. He was a huge recruit. He went to Duke. He was around Mike Krzyzewski. He's been in the AAU one-and-done culture for years. So if he
was instrumental in recruiting Zion Williamson to Duke, maybe the most hyped player of the last decade?
I can't accept that as, like, this is, it's not on Pitt, it's on the general state of college basketball. Jeff Capel knows that, and he needs to understand, and if he doesn't, shame on him, that he can't get those types of players at Pitt, A, because Pitt, I guess, plays by the rules, and B, he doesn't have the people showing up with the money that the other blue blood programs have, or renegade programs. I don't know. Like I can't just say, well, Pitt's never going to be able to get out of this because they don't have people that are offering $100,000 handshakes or whatever.
Are you suggesting that the Jamie Dixon way was ultimately maybe the best way? Get kids that aren't going to want to go anywhere else?
Well,
and try to just coach them up?
I mean, who's the best player that Capel has produced so far at Pitt?
Champagne, I think, is the best actual. I know. He's a 3-star guy. I guess I go back to the Champagne thing specifically is it just shows how precarious the footing they were on was that their best player decides to go to the NBA and it feels like a crippling blow.
I think, like, to go from an 0-18 team and think because you coached at Duke, now that cachet is going to allow for you to now swim in the deep end with the Kentuckys and get those types of players. Like, if I thought that about Pitt when Capel was hired, well, then that's my fault. Because really, it should have worked its way up incrementally. And I guess it could have with guys like Xavier Johnson and Champagne and Audis Tony. Like, I guess maybe there was the chance that those guys made Pitt relevant again. And then once they were, you know, going to NCAA tournaments, then now you can start to get some of the players, not all of them, but a couple of the players that Capel would have recruited.
Well, there's no program culture, though. That's your best chance is that you would have gotten. No, see, like what you're describing, if they get him to a bunch of NCAAs, the best thing you could have happened at a place like Pitt is there's a certain culture and expectation, and it becomes a desirable place to play in that next tier of schools.
Yeah, but
I don't think Villanova's a blue blood, but I think they have become, under Jay Wright, a truly desirable. Now, granted, it's Philly, so Philly hoops way different recruiting base to go from there. But it's become a desirable place to play despite not being an historical blue blood.
No doubt. But he was getting NBA players the whole time.
I understand. Well, that's
getting more
that's the X factor. It's because Philly is better than Pittsburgh and always will be. That whole area to recruit from is leaps and bounds ahead of Pittsburgh. I get that. I just don't I don't see the path out. That my quick problem here, what's the path out for Pitt?
What's the path out for
Jeff Capel?
I disagree with you. It can't be
what
that
does it
defeatist.
Look like?
Well, I can tell you.
Start getting the bag, Chris, and start handing the bag out here?
Chris, Virginia Tech, which plays in like a barn, they don't even play in a nice facility, and is a football school. Buzz Williams said, screw this, I'm going to take more money from A&M. Some guy walked in from Wofford, and they lost all of their players, and they were in the NCAA tournament last year.
You can make the argument a guy who walked in from Wofford, given what that school tends to do more often than not with its level of resources, was better equipped
if Virginia Tech can turn it around after a coaching change, and I know Williams was much better than Stallings, but what I'm saying is it can't just be we're buried and we're now the
is
new
Jeff
Boston
Capel
College.
The right guy for the job?
I'm less convinced today that he is. I'm not sure.
Percentage. Sure you are. They're confident
I'd say,
you are.
I'd say
40% whatever.
Right now. Texas on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Pierre McGuire is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.